If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is happening? I'm N64 Josh. This is a Nintendo News Minute. I got Crawler with me. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
And we are talking about one thing and one thing only tonight, and that is the possibility of a Switch Pro leak. Now, we'll get into this more in detail and stuff tomorrow during NPC, but this just seemed very relevant. I was just going to chat about it by myself, and Crawler's like, yo, we're not doing press pause. Let's talk about this. I'm like, all right, good call. So here we go. We're looking at Nintendo everything right now, and apparently NVIDIA leak may hint at a new Switch system. So I'll give you guys the rundown real quick in case you haven't seen this or haven't heard about it. NVIDIA was hit with a cyber attack last week, and while we won't get into all of the details, the leak since then may have relevance pertaining to a new type of Switch system. Tech PowerUp has since come forward with a list of leaked files. Among them is an NVN2 folder. An apparent NVN DLSS driver and possible files about a T39. Now the T39 is the chipset, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. So this is notable for Switch, as NVN is the API that Switch programs are written against. NVIDIA developed the technology for Nintendo. As for DLSS, that's again from NVIDIA, as a type of tech that involved with high resolution AI upscaling tech. Currently, it's not something that the Switch can really take advantage of on its own. A new type of hardware would be required. It is said that the existence of the NVN2 folder as well as the DLSS driver could point to a new type of Nintendo device that's in development and pretty far along at that. Additionally, Twitter user Copit7Kimmy, who's known for NVIDIA leaks, has been claiming that the new Switch is on the way with chip to T239, codenamed Drake. The rest of the article says, ultimately, what we are dealing with here is a very interesting development, but not an official announcement. Fans can only speculate as to the meaning of this recent leak, which is what we are doing now. So, according to the leaker, it's already far along. What do you think about that? And if anybody in chat that has any thoughts, feel free to let us know too. We'll put those up on the screen. So
this is already in the new doc, isn't it? They're just hiding it. They're going to turn it on.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if the Switch is going to be able to remain a handheld with the more power, if they're going to try to scale up power. Like if it's, we were always talking a 4K Switch is going to be reliant on a dock. I think we've always kind of speculated that way. I don't know. It's interesting. Like Steam Deck is out in the wild now. They were getting hint delivered by Gabe earlier this week. To some people in Seattle. Josh, you didn't get one, so
I didn't. That's true.
But I mean, the Steam Deck is comparable, but also a lot more expensive if you're looking for more hard drive space, and some of those games like Elden Ring is apparently working on it, but it takes like a massive visual hit when you're playing on that. But I mean. And it's a little chunky, but like there is handheld power that can play modern stuff. Not that the Switch needs that. They've proven that they can do just fine selling over 100 million units with not having really the modern Call of Duty and concurrent releases that are on the other two platforms. But it would be interesting if they could be in the mix.
Some of the stuff I was seeing as far as like to go along the lines of the with the leaks, it's just, there's some very long Twitter threads of people talking about this potential leak and what it means. And some of the speculation is that the OLED was an afterthought because they could not get the chips that they needed. And apparently the Switch, I mean, because if you think back, the Switch Pro rumor goes back all the way to like Bloomberg and stuff, like what, 2-3 years ago, even like at least 2 years ago. And so,
and the screens have just seemed to be laying around. So they took advantage of it.
The screens were there. They really didn't have to do too many updates, change the bezel, you know, whatever. And then that was it. And now we have the OLED, which looks gorgeous. You know, you got the better battery life, all that stuff. I mean, it is an upgrade. They also charge more for it. So that means more profits, right? Like it's a win-win-win as a business decision. But if these leaks are true and the leaker is accurate and this is further along, do you think we could see a Switch Pro this year?
That would be pretty crazy. I've been dragging my feet on an OLED, but I mean, it's
another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As soon as I pull the trigger, it's going to get announced. So I guess I
hurry
should
up. Just, pull the trigger.
but yeah, I mean, that would be crazy. But I mean, we're halfway through the life cycle. Nintendo likes to iterate. We haven't seen like the switch from the 3DS to the 3DS XL. Like that's a big change. And I mean, the OLED kind, what's my camera doing? The OLED kind of did that with just handheld. But if there can be a big step forward with what's under the hood, I mean, that'd be pretty incredible.
Well, and what if the power that we know is kind of in the the dock isn't for the current model? What if they were for the pros as well? And so we're waiting.
The firmware thing, is that what you're? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Cyrax in chat says, "Well, I think they start development of a new console once the Switch." Oh, absolutely, right? Because it's already dated tech.
3 years, yeah,
yeah, and so they are working on that almost immediately. So, they have to be, right. And so the Switch Lite, all that stuff, I mean, probably planned very early on, you know, it's just, they just like to wait it out, see how things are going. Then, I mean, they learned, especially with the 3DS, having multiple SKUs is a huge deal for them. And I mean, right now there's technically 3 SKUs, but there still could be with the OLED bumping out the OG Switch, the Pro then becoming where the OLED is now, and then still having the Switch Lite as that budget entry level console. So this seems very likely. Looking also at Nintendo right now and just how aggressive they are, like thinking about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet launching this year
that's not even going to be the showcase. The showcase is Breath of the Wild 2.
Exactly, but
day,
that's
day the and thing. Date release Switch Pro.
That there you go. But the just the aggressiveness to go, hey, our holiday is not only going to be Breath of the Wild, which is a massive title. They're also going to drop games that are going to end up selling. Probably say they launch in November, they'll be in the
top 10. By the next annual financials.
By the next financials, it'll be top 10. So Nintendo seems to be in a very, very aggressive place right now as far as what they're doing business-wise. I mean, to pivot and then sell a bunch of OLEDs and then to have a Pro come out. I mean, I'm on board. Like I'll get a better looking system.
Then you finally shave the price down. You drop OLED down to 300. You shave 50 off base model. You sell Pro for 350, 400. I don't know what the price entry is on that, but they probably jack it up 50. But if you want to move OLEDs at that point, I feel like you have to drop the price just a little bit.
Just drop it down to 300 and get rid of the original SKU altogether.
True. Just start phasing it out.
Just because it doesn't have the dock.
Kind of like the red box phased out launch. OLED will phase out red box.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I see this as a very like. I wanted to look for updates on this to see if like there was any kind of like. Anything from Nintendo, you know, to find out if anybody at NVIDIA had gone missing from Nintendo Ninjas or anything like that, you know, but we haven't, I was honestly expecting, it's why I waited to talk about it more than, cause it all broke yesterday, but I was like, let's see what happens, you know? And
NVIDIA is strong enough with their own ninjas. They probably had a ninja battle somewhere.
That's true. Cyrex in chat is also saying, I think the new Switch or new console is coming 2023 when Mario Kart DLC ends.
Ooh, that's a long wait.
And then Mario Kart 9 ends up being a launch game with the Switch Pro. So
we're already getting Mario Kart 9. Mario Kart 9 is just going to be Mario Kart 8 Deluxe to put together. Like we're already getting it.
Well, it's just sitting in the oven, right? They're just keeping that thing in the oven for an extra long, which I'm fine with. Like if it truly can be a Mario Kart Ultimate and they can take everything that they've track wise that they've put into 8, move that immediately to 9 with updates and stuff like
and find a new small tweak gimmick to add to it, then
yeah I'm down, like some kind of weather patterns or something,
add it, find a way to do double dash item switching like we've been asking for or something.
Yeah
that would be a game changer if we could item switch with the
I would love it
boxes.
It would be great So but yeah, so Switch Pro leak, I mean, again, nothing confirmed. Could we find out something as soon as E3? I think it's very possible. Again, because we've been hearing Switch Pro for so long, and I mean really the OLED's not the Pro. The OLED is an updated screen with this basically the same guts that are in the red box, right? Which was a little better processor, not much, and better battery life. So
wait for the leaks coming out of China for manufacturing, and maybe we'll have an idea going into June.
Exactly. So there you go. That's been a Nintendo News Minute, the official NPC episode 352 will be happening tomorrow night with Johnny and Cheesy, and that's going to do it for us. So thanks so much for hanging out if you're here live, and if you're just listening after the fact, we appreciate you, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.